Sensitive with each loop, and finally wrap a single loop just around the very base of your shaft. keeping all that blood trapped with no escape.
Just how I like you. Finish it up with a cute little bow if you have enough excess lace to. Make it pretty for me. I'm not done yet, though. I know, you're a proper naughty little boy, aren't you? So next, you're going to go into the bathroom for me, and not only will your cock and balls be tied up, exposed, and gorged for me, but you're going to put a toy in your butt. Pick a toy. You can use whatever you like, any size, any shape. It can be a rubber butt plug or a Nero's could be fun. Use lots of lube, naturally, and while you're at it, make sure you're clean shaven down there too. You'll thank me later. Trust me, it'll help loads with the cleanup. Fuck, this is going to be so much fun, I can tell already. I love making you be a naughty boy just for me. Lastly, and this should be pretty simple, you're gonna put a latex condom on your dick. This is no guarantee you'll be coming, of course. It will, however, make your time with me so much more immersive. I promise. That's everything. Take as long as you need. There's no rush. Whenever you're all prepared and ready, I'll be here. Ready to continue. Just hop on the bed, naked, of course. Lie down as comfy as can be and put those oh-so-familiar headphones back on. Arms at your side and relax. See you soon, my sweet boy. Such a good toy. Stare at the door in your room. Picture it as you let your eyes go tired. Slowly, peacefully, shutting closed. Aren't you just a perfect picture there? Cock and balls tied up. Dick encased in latex. Toy in your ass. Naughty little boy. Presented just for me. Naked. All exposed and so eager to find out what I have in store for you. It'd spoil all the fun if I told you now, wouldn't it? Stay as you are. Eyes shut. Let me guide you. It's better that way. Just drop for me. Drop. Good boy. Drop. 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 Feeling drop. Drop. Calming breeze drop. Roll over your skin. Drop. Drop. Familiar by now. Drop. So drop. Relaxing. Drop. Drop. Letting me in once again. Our last session was quite something, wasn't it? You did wonderfully, going above and beyond. Offering up your mind so readily for me to scramble it into tiny pieces to be rebuilt. I've come to collect you. Collect my property. My slave. You can always back out now, of course. If you've had second thoughts. If that's the case, take off your headphones now.
For those of you that are staying, why don't you wrap your hand around your cock?
You heard me. Keep your eyes shut, but wrap your dominant hand tight around your cock and just hold it there. Controlling your thoughts, controlling your good boy. All I have to do is say how much of a good boy you're being.
Good boy.
Your subconscious mind responds, telling your body to respond appropriately.
Good boy.
I don't even need you fully under in a trance to demonstrate my grasp I have on you.
Good boy.
My influence. Effective trance and hypnosis is all about repetition at its core. The more you repeat the same action or thought, the deeper it gets solidified in your mind. But just like your hand moving up and down that cock of yours, again, again, again. Enforced repetition, hand dropping down to the base and then right back up to the tip, only to drop again right away, right back down. You can't stop yourself, can you? That urge, that desire to keep going only gets stronger. Stronger with each repetition. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Over and over. Shamelessly bribing your subconscious because this is something your conscious mind desires. And it desires it so. It feels so very good that you want to go faster. Good boy. Be a good boy and go faster for me. And as you do, I'm just going to rub my hands together. Nothing special. Oh, these? Good boy. Latex gloves, of course. Brand new. Especially for our time together. I love rubber.
You love
good boys get rewarded. You are going to be such a very good boy, aren't you? You see, if you want to prove you're useful to me, you need to last.
Latex gloves have this.
So pick up the pace. Tighten your grip.
Don't stroke
faster for me.
Squishy, squelchy,
depending on how well you're conditioned already.
Extremely arousing.
Good boy. I want you to feel the squeeze I have over you.
You. Not have permission to come yet. I'm going to be strict with you today. You won't be coming with your hand around your cock at all. In fact, that's strictly off limits.
Faster than slave. I want you simmering, tingling all over from pleasure. Squirming, clenching your cock, clenching your plugged ass. Such a good little slut, my sweet boy. If you do come with your hands around your cock, you're not ready. Take off your headphones. You have failed me. Those are the rules. But
you do have some semblance of control, I want you to give it to me. All of it. And I promise, I'll take you places. Make you feel sensations that you didn't even know existed that will shock you to the core. How do those balls of yours feel? All tied up for me. Slow right down. Run your fingers over them, cup them, squeeze just a little. So sensitive, I'm sure. How does it feel with your eyes shut as you're being watched? Vulnerable, exposed, naked, cock and balls tied up, toy in your ass. Slightly humiliating. I'm going to give you a countdown. 10, 2, 1. When I get to 1, you have permission to explode, to come everywhere. So speed up. I want you to edge your fucking brains out though. Oh, and as that's not difficult enough, if I were to snap my fingers, it'd just be so very hard to hold all that cum inside those balls of yours, wouldn't it? Snaps are just so magical, I think you'll agree. Pumping your cock with one hand, milking your balls with the other. I want you to know how desperate you are to accept it in your mind. Sorry. What? That's not good enough. You do want to come, don't you? Say it again and say it louder. Stroke faster and faster until your cock does the talking for you. Really beat it. Who owns that slutty penis? You do, Donna. Say it again and say it louder. Who owns you?
You, Domina.
That's right. I, Domina, own your cock. Are you leaking for me already? You greedy little ass-sucking that fluff so tight. Such a good boy. Greedy little slut. Keep following my instructions, no letting go, no slowing down. Keep stroking as fast as you can. I want you riding the closest as my cock. Good it would feel if you just kept going. Didn't resist at all and sailing into that orgasm. Do come. If your cock just can't hold back any longer and you start to explode, take your hands off. Ruin it. Let it go dribbling out from the end of your cock. You got to come to ejaculate, but not with my permission and not entirely satisfied. let me calm.
Say one there, didn't you? But that's it. So compliant. So very obedient. Get soft for me.
Just relax as best you can. I know your heart and cock are still beating so fast right now. Throbbing. For me, put your hands at your side, nice and comfy, far away from that eager, needy penis of yours. I can see it standing bolt upright still. It's too bad. For the rest of our time together, you may not speak out loud unless spoken to. Only in your mind. You may not move unless specifically told to. Do you understand, slave?
Yes, Domino.
This is just the beginning. You need to understand that pleasure begins and ends in your mind, and your dick is just the vehicle. You do not need your cock to come. You do not need your cock to feel arousal. Your brain tells your cock it's aroused, not the other way around. You don't need to touch your dick. Whenever you have your hand wrapped around your cock in trance or out, and you're dying to explode, I want your mind to ask for permission from me to beg.
Please, Domino, let me come.
And you'll hear me reply. No. The only way you have my permission is by completing our session today. By being successful. By having a hand-free orgasm. By being a special good boy. And I'll let you behind the curtain a little. I never planned on letting you come just then. It was simply a tool. Tricking your conscious mind to implant a few triggers into your subconscious. And you were so willing to play along. It doesn't matter if you aren't aware what they were exactly. In fact, it's better in that way. All that matters is that your subconscious is sufficiently primed for my conditioning now, and it will use that in turn to manipulate your conscious to do whatever it desires. Whatever I desire. Just relax, breathe deeply, and follow my words. Let them guide you. You did so well, but there will be no touching from here on out, and I'm going to make sure of that. I plan on having you here for a very, very long time. chastity is a crucial component of training any prospective servant of mine. Feeling the slightest of tingles run up your legs, my gloved fingertips pulling your balls down just a little, giving the necessary access to your still throbbing cock. Cock cage in one hand, cradling your shaft with the other, feeling cold metal squeezing over your semi-erect penis. Surely, a cage that small, there's no way it would fit. Just relax for me. Breathing slower. Pushing it down further. Pushing down stored pleasure deep inside your mind. Deeper inside your mind. Further, 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 and further until deep down. Deeper down. Its neck shut. Locked in place. Cock entirely under my control now. Such a good boy. Relax for me. Accept whatever I want to do to you. And right now, all I want you to do is calm your breathing. Calm your mind. That's it. It's that simple. Drop for me. Drop. Drop. Deeper. Drop. Just like your mind. Everything has just disappeared. Blank and empty. As you feel the bed sinking beneath you. A trap door in your mind opened, falling so gracefully, pulling you with it. Float for me. You've spent such a long time carving this tunnel, an elevator shaft in your mind, getting stronger through repetition, and you are just free falling. Go deep down. So fucking deep. Letting gravity do all the work. Allowing it to happen. Three. My words filling your mind. Pushing everything else to the side. You don't need those thoughts. Two. Nearing the bottom. Peace and tranquility where nothing else matters. One. Drop. Drop.